A Kiss with a Fist is Better Than None by Lazuli Song. Read by Rhea314.
And Alutu.
Fandom Captive Prince. Rating General Audiences. Author chose not to use archive warnings. Pairing Damon Laurent.
Damon wakes up chained to a wall, of course, because the Ice Prince is sort of predictable and really likes to annoy the shit out of Damon. One time, Damon had found himself chained to something out of a sex dungeon, with the Ice Prince holding a crop and looking extremely pleased with himself. Damon sighs, rolling his neck as best he can. "Let me go, you villain!" he calls out dutifully. "The wrath of Patheon will fall upon you!" A low, rich chuckle comes from the door, sliding its way down Damon's spine. The Ice Prince has the most beautiful voice Damon has ever heard. Except maybe for Laurent de Vers, cultured and smooth with a snake bite of wit to it.
"Wrath,"
says the Ice Prince, coming into view. As always, he's covered from head to foot in dark blue picked out in ice crystal embroidery. His head is covered with a fine nanomask of palest blue, and the only thing visible are his dark blue eyes and pale lashes. Those eyes look Damon over thoroughly.
"I'm sure I should be quite terrified."
"Seriously," says Damon, exasperated. "Just let me go."
"Now why should I do that, Pantheon?"
says the Ice Prince, somehow suggesting a mocking smile behind his mask. "I know what you did to Titan," says Damon. The Ice Prince stills. "We, Sol and I, found out what happened," says Damon. "You really don't like people who hurt—"
"Shut up,"
says the Ice Prince, suddenly 2 inches away from Damon's face.
"He was a nuisance. That's all."
"Sure," says Damon. This close, he can feel the slight coolness of the Ice Prince's costume, a special one designed to keep the Ice Prince's body from melting, they said. He doesn't smell like ice or snow, but very faintly of daphne flowers. It's nice. If it was Laurent Duvert standing this close, smelling so sweet, Damon would probably take a chance on being slapped and steal a kiss from his mouth or the side of his throat. "I apologize most sincerely, Your Highness."
"Beast,"
says the Ice Prince, amused. He tilts his head a little, listening.
"I'd love to chat more, lover, but your ride is here."
Damon hears, faintly, the sound of Sol yelling his ridiculous battle cry. They don't have long before he gets here, and the Ice Prince refuses to be around Sol. "Wait," he says. "There's good in you. I've seen it. Why won't you—"
"There's a lot more evil in everybody else,"
says the Ice Prince. He stands on the ball of his feet enough to brush Damon's lips with his own, soft even through the nanomask.
"Stay alive, Pantheon."
The end.
Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. And thanks to Lazuli Song for having blanket permission. Yay!
Yay!